Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So Fianna Fáil TDs, MEPs and senators will cast their votes this morning in that secret ballot to decide whether MEP Billy Kelleher or former Dublin GAA manager Jim Gavin will be their presidential candidate. The meeting is happening in Leinster House, where Barry Lenehan is this morning. But before we go to Barry, our reporter Brian O'Connell was in Cork City Centre this morning asking some people their thoughts on the presidential campaign so far.
Have you been following the presidency?
I have. I can't figure out why Micheál Martin is backing Jim Gavin. I think he should have backed a member of his own party. I'm a bit disappointed Mary Lou didn't run.
Of the candidates so far that we know of, and of the ones that are being suggested, is there anyone who's caught your eye? You don't have to tell me who, but is there one of them who's emerged?
Not really. The President of Ireland should have a good knowledge of politics. Some of the people that are running wouldn't do Ireland any good.
No interest in the presidency whatsoever.
Would you think it matters who we have as president?
Well, the last president was a good president, to be honest.
Has anyone impressed you so far who's been mentioned?
None.
I haven't studied the candidates yet, you know, but I'd be more for a left-wing type candidate anyway.
Do you think there should be a united left-wing candidate that everybody gets behind?
Yes, yeah. Rather than having a tribal campaign. The other point of the issue, is there a need for a president when you have a Taoiseach and a tarnished?
What do you think?
Is there a need for a small country like Ireland and the population we have, is there a need for a president, right? It's more like a celebrity contest than it's a political campaign, which is what it's supposed to be, is a political campaign.
In America, my roommates and I thought it was hilarious that Michael Flatley was running, but it's interesting that so far, like, the big names, at least, like, in news and whatnot, haven't been academics like Michael D. Higgins is, which...
Do you see it as being very different to a US election?
Oh my God, yeah. Especially since it's more of the Taoiseach has more power in like actually doing things, but...
And do you think as an American, did it matter who was the Irish president? Did it set a tone for the country, if you like, outside of Ireland?
Oh God, yeah. I know everyone, we love Michael D. Higgins. He has just, he kind of personifies Ireland in a way.
Personifies Ireland. That's Brian O'Connell speaking to people in Cork City earlier this morning. Now let's go to Barry Lenehan, who's at Leinster House. Bit of a buzz there today, I would imagine, Barry, is there?
That's it, Claire, and forget about Slane Castle, because some people here telling me this morning that the next episode of The Traitors could be about to play out here on Kildare Street. 71 Fianna Fáil TDs, senators and MEPs, they'll gather at 11:30 on the fifth floor of Leinster House here to pick the party's presidential nomination. Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher or the former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin. 36, that's the magic number. That's the number of votes either man must achieve to formally receive the Fianna Fáil nomination for this electoral contest. And at the moment, it would appear that Jim Gavin is within striking distance of reaching that figure. He has 32 public declarations of support from the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. Billy Kelleher has just 6. But the Kelleher camp claims that under the cover of darkness, if you will, they have convinced many of the undeclared TDs, senators and indeed ministers to support them. And they're also confident that there might be some undercover traitors, if you will, amongst Micheál Martin's faithful, people who have publicly declared for Jim Gavin up until now, but will actually, in the secrecy of the ballot box, actually vote for Billy Kelleher. Now, the Kelleher camp, they are effectively conceding victory, if you will. They are talking about perhaps getting 27 or 28 votes, which is off the 36 magic number to win the nomination, but they are still hopeful that that would be a significant figure. The Jim Gavin camp, for their part, talking to one TD just a few moments ago, said he was a bit nervous yesterday, not so nervous this morning, whilst one senior figure within the Gavin for President camp said that there has been a positive trend of support and good private assurances, they also claim, from many of the undeclared TDs, senators and MEPs, and that all is in a good space. So
the intrigue in this, Barry, is that they're not all sitting around a round table writing the name down on a chalkboard and everybody will see it. So it could go anyway, really.
That's it. And as one TD said to me this morning, some lads, as they put it, are telling both camps that they're supporting them, and some are sitting on the fence altogether. In terms of chalkboards and how it will work, as I say, they will gather at 11:30. Both Jim Gavin and Billy Kelleher will make a 10-minute presentation, their final pitches to the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party, the 70 available electors. Then both men will leave the room, and the voting process will be presided by the chair of the Parliamentary Party, Brendan Smith, and the chief whip, Mary Butler. The Parliamentary Party will be called up in alphabetical order to receive their ballot paper, and then they will vote. Kelleher and Gavin outside the room. When the vote is complete, the Parliamentary Party will have been gone. Billy Kelleher, Jim Gavin, they'll be called back in, and they'll be told the result before everybody else. And Fianna Fáil should have at that stage its presidential pick.
And we will hear exactly how many voted for each candidate. That information we'll get, won't we?
It's likely to leak out, at least, and we should get that information. The results should become clear sometime around lunchtime, not before 1 o'clock, but perhaps before 2 o'clock. In terms of the predictions, as I say, even those within the Jim Gavin camp, they are suggesting that Billy Kelleher could surpass the threshold of 20 votes, while some of the more optimistic within the Kelleher camp are even talking of hitting 30 votes. So still all to play for here this morning.
Yeah, and the Independent, quoting a member of the party today, saying that if he gets over the 25, that's not a good day for Micheál Martin. Is that what people are saying to you?
That's it. And the Kelleher camp have done a tally, which is indeed questioned and scotched by the Gavin camp, saying that their level of support is around 27 or 28 votes, which would be a good bit clear of the 20 votes. Now, some ministers are using proxy votes here this morning, I'm told. So might that change things? But it is a secret ballot, so we don't know who has supported who. But yes, some TDs, particularly those in the Billy Kelleher camp, saying anything above 20 votes would have significant ramifications going forward. As one genial backbencher told me, it could perhaps be the beginning of the end of Micheál Martin's leadership, although Micheál Martin has heard that talk many, many times before since he was elected in 2011, so I'm sure he might not lose too much sleep about it.
But you've been speaking to party members. How much weight do you think, given the chats that you've had, has Micheál Martin's endorsement of Jim Gavin? How much weight does that have amongst those people who are voting today?
But some will have listened to it carefully. We saw several first-time TDs come out in support of Jim Gavin, and Micheál Martin, all his cabinet has come out in support of Jim Gavin as well, although the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan's interview with your good self last week, Claire, did set some tongues wagging here, if you will, as he outlined his support in this process. But it is significant that the leadership has gone so gung-ho in backing Jim Gavin, somebody who is, of course, untested politically and electorally heretofore. So it is a high stakes game for the leadership, and they'll be looking for an emphatic success to justify their decision to go with Jim Gavin, and much to the chagrin perhaps of party councillors and members who are unhappy but at not having a say in this process.
Now, you've been talking to some people on their way in. What have they been saying to you?
Yes, TDs, senators, MEPs filing in here this morning. Billy Kelleher himself due shortly, I'm told. Jim Gavin surely due to arrive as well. But I've been speaking to one Billy Kelleher supporter, the Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central, Padraig O'Sullivan, and I asked him how the mood in the camp was an hour and a half ahead of polling.
Look, Barry, it's been a tough two-week campaign. To be fair, both candidates have given it their all, as is right. I obviously will be supporting Billy, as you've said. I believe that the party, after 34 years in the party at elected representative level, deserves that. And I think, you know, I will be loyal to Billy. I believe in a decent and fair contest from the outset. I would be dubious about whether we've had that or not, if I'm being quite honest. And I think the party, after this result, whichever way it goes, needs to reflect on how we do future nominations for the presidency, because whether it's the grassroots members, and I was at a CDC meeting myself last night, I've spoken to other reps up and down the country, there is genuine upset with how this contest was run.
Why dubious? I know the councillors are upset not having their say, but Billy Kelleher himself also questioning the number of endorsements that came out for Jim Gavin. Is that a bone of contention for you as well?
Yeah, look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That goes without saying. But, like, people coming out declaring before the contest has even launched, I think just got us off starting on the wrong foot. Now, to be fair, once the Monday business was taken care of and the contest was announced, things settled down. But I just believe, you know, if you're having any legitimate contest, I don't believe declarations of intent before the contest even begins is good in any democracy.
Jim Gavin has 32 public declarations in his favour at the moment. Is this an insurmountable task for Billy Kelleher?
Many people are referencing the Traitors programme, which is quite popular at the moment. And I don't want to infer anything. People have their own opinions to make up in the next 2 hours or so. But look, some people have expressed privately to me that they might do something other than what they've declared. And I've no doubt, you know, there'll be slippage on the other side, such is the nature of these things. I do believe it's important to say that both candidates have 10 minutes to address the parliamentary party. And I genuinely believe that's where Billy can really, put forward his vision and excel.
Both men make 10-minute speeches. You think those could still be critical?
Well, it's like any contest. Some of us still haven't met or spoken to Jim Gavin, and it's not a slight at Jim. I know he has been out meeting candidates, but I do, as many people, public commentators have said, I do know what Billy Kelleher stands for. He has a track record, and I suppose there's a bit of an unknown quantity with Jim Gavin. And to be fair, I, as I said, I haven't met or spoken to him. But look, on paper, he is a very fine candidate and I can see the attraction with him. But ultimately, you know, Billy is the tried and tested candidate. I think that's where it might count.
Oh, they need Siobhan McSweeney in there to moderate the whole thing. Barry, just the chat of councillors there that you had with Padraig O'Sullivan. We heard Deirdre Kelly on Morning Ireland this morning from Cork County Council. They've emailed Micheál Martin to express their dissatisfaction over not having a say in this. Are you aware that there is more pressure coming from councillors in other parts of the country on their Fianna Fáil TDs? Because we know the TDs listen to the councillors, don't they?
Yeah, I've been speaking to councillors in all four provinces over the past 10 days to 2 weeks, and there is a great sense of unhappiness with the process here, the voting process for the presidential pick. Of course, the Fianna Fáil Galway councillor Loch Ray, Michael Regan, last week describing the TD senators and MEPs like lambs following the direction from headquarters. So perhaps there might be a disconnect, there might be an unhappiness, but you did hear Padraig O'Sullivan there also say that even if Jim Gavin were to be successful, that he and the Kelleher camp would row in behind Mr. Gavin in an electoral contest. Of course, at the moment, as we know, at least 20 local authorities are holding special meetings to hear from independent or aspirant independent presidential candidates. So it'll be interesting to see what the Fianna Fáil councillors at those meetings might do. There is perhaps likely to be a diktat offered by the Fianna Fáil Ard Comhairle or national executive to be loyal to the Fianna Fáil candidate. That's what I heard last night from one well-placed source. So will the councillors, will they follow that instruction, or will they perhaps go their own path? As one Fianna Fáil Cathaoirleach, Carmel Kelly in Kildare, told me last week, Fianna Fáil councillors are used to not following orders, so perhaps they will put forward independent candidates when all are said and done, but they still perhaps are also likely to support Jim Gavin if he's to be successful in any potential campaign. A straw poll of Mayo councillors in the Irish Sun last week by Adam Higgins. Of course, Mayo, a place where Jim Gavin has caused much pain as a football manager over the years. The councillors of Mayo saying whilst they are most upset and unhappy at Fianna Fáil top brass and how they've handled this process, they still think Jim Gavin is a good candidate and they would support him in an electoral contest. So perhaps that's how this might end up going.
Barry, we'll keep in touch with you over the morning. Barry Lenehan there in Leinster House. Now, coming up, they were the inspiration for the TV show Succession. The Murdoch have reached a deal, though, in the battle over their media empire. We'll find out all about it. But next, a major overhaul planned for judicial reviews. We'll have the details.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.